1 Esdras. Chapter 2. In the first year of Cyrus king of the Persians, that the word of the Lord by the mouth of Jeremy might be accomplished, the Lord stirred up the spirit of Cyrus king of the Persians, and he made proclamation through all his kingdom, and also by writing, saying, Cyrus king of the Persians says, The Lord of Israel, the Most High Lord, has made me king of the whole world, and commanded me to build him a house at Jerusalem that is in Judea. If therefore there be any of you that are of his people, let the Lord, even his Lord, be with him, and let him go up to Jerusalem that is in Judea, and build the house of the Lord of Israel, he is the Lord that dwells in Jerusalem. Of such therefore as dwell in various places, let those who are in his own place help each one with gold, and with silver, with gifts, with horses also and cattle, beside the other things which have been added by vow for the temple of the Lord which is in Jerusalem. Then the chief of the families of Judah and of the tribe of Benjamin stood up, the priests also, and the Levites, and all they whose spirit the Lord had stirred to go up, to build the house for the Lord which is in Jerusalem. And those who lived round about them helped them in all things with silver and gold, with horses and cattle, and with very many gifts that were vowed of a great number whose minds were stirred up thereto. King Cyrus also brought forth the holy vessels of the Lord, which Nebuchadnezzar had carried away from Jerusalem, and had set up in his temple of idols. Now when Cyrus king of the Persians had brought them forth, he delivered them to Mithridates his treasurer, and by him they were delivered to Sanabassar the governor of Judea. And this was the number of them, 1,000 golden cups, 1,000 cups of silver, censers of silver 29, vials of gold 30, and of silver 2,410, and other vessels 1,000. So all the vessels of gold and of silver were brought up, even 5,400 79, and were carried back by Sanabassar, together with them of the captivity, from Babylon to Jerusalem. But in the time of Artaxerxes king of the Persians Belimus, and Mithridates, and Tabelius, and Rathumus, and Beeltethmus, and Samlius the scribe, with the others that were in commission with them, dwelling in Samaria and other places, wrote to him against those who lived in Judea and Jerusalem the letter following, To King Artaxerxes our Lord, your servants, Rathumus the recorder, and Samlius the scribe, and the rest of their council, and the judges that are in Cilicia and Phoenicia. Be it now known to our Lord the King, that the Jews that have come up from you to us, having come to Jerusalem, are building that rebellious and wicked city, and are repairing its marketplaces and walls, and are laying the foundation of a temple. Now if this city is built and the walls thereof are finished, they will not only refuse to give tribute, but will even stand up against kings. And forasmuch as the things pertaining to the temple are now in hand, we think it meet not to neglect such a matter, but to speak to our Lord the King, to the intent that, if it be your pleasure, search may be made in the books of your fathers, and you shall find in the chronicles what is written concerning these things, and shall understand that that city was rebellious, troubling both kings and cities, and that the Jews were rebellious, and raised always wars therein of old time, for the which cause even this city was laid waste. Wherefore now we do declare to you, O Lord the King, that if this city be built again, and the walls thereof set up anew, you shall from henceforth have no passage into Cilicia and Phoenicia. Then the king wrote back again to Rathumus the recorder, and Beeltethmus, and Samlius the scribe, and to the rest that were in commission, and lived in Samaria and Syria and Phoenicia, after this manner, I have read the letter which you degree have sent to me, therefore I commanded to make search, and it has been found that that city of old time has made insurrection against kings, and the men were given to rebellion and war therein, and that mighty kings and fierce were in Jerusalem, who reigned and exacted tribute in Cilicia and Phoenicia. Now therefore I have commanded to hinder those men from building the city, and heed to be taken that there be nothing done contrary to this order, and that those wicked doings proceed no further to the annoyance of kings. Then King Artaxerxes, his letters being read, Rathumus, and Samlius the scribe, and the rest that were in commission with them, removing in haste to Jerusalem with horsemen and a multitude of people in battle array, began to hinder the builders, and the building of the temple in Jerusalem ceased until the second year of the reign of Darius king of the Persians.